You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. It's Friday, August 15th, and we've been looking at the changing face of America with new numbers showing that American minorities, blacks, Latinos, Asians, will become the majority by 2042. And we talked with pollster John Zogby about this, and he, some of you had some thoughts too.
John, Massachusetts, Mr. Zogby is absolutely correct. And if America prepares correctly from an economic standpoint, the coming transition in demographics will signal an incredible international economic boom and domestic on our part. Because now not only we will be reaching out to the rest of the world even more and not be so, let's just say, United States-centric.
Many thanks for that. And what's your take? You can call in at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Catherine?
Swimmer Michael Phelps is up to 6 gold medals with 6 new world records at the Olympics in Beijing.
Okay, Adora, this is the moment where you sort of yawn with fatigue.
We've been hearing a lot about Michael Phelps, but boy, has he really done something admirable.
Well, he has. His latest win was in the 200-meter individual medley. Next up is the 100-meter butterfly final. But before all of that, it's time for us to check in with our own Ollie Williams and our own Olympics correspondent. His day job is blogging about the games for our partner at the BBC World Service, but we think of Ollie as our own. Good morning, dear.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, we already have Phelps fatigue. I mean, I wish the man well, but come on. How exciting, but I know you want to tell me, how exciting was his win today?
That's a little harsh. If you have Phelps fatigue, imagine how he feels. I imagine he's pretty fatigued. Have you won 6 gold medals recently?
Well, not this summer.
Well, oh, sorry. Of course, I forgot Athens, of course, where you famously came back in the 400-meter freestyle. I remember that well.
It's Catherine defending champion, Lanford. Yes, yes.
So it is.
I am nothing compared to Michael Phelps. Tell me what his win was like today.
Well, like every other win, I mean, the man is just a phenomenon. You run out of superlatives after a while to describe the way that every single result goes for him. I mean, just looking at every single race that's been going on since this Olympics started, which Phelps has been in, you might as well only have Phelps in it. I can't remember who took silver. I can't really remember who took bronze. Every race, it's a race between Phelps and the world record line, which they now superimpose on the pool. You see this green line tick forwards. That shows you the world record. It's a race between that and Phelps. It's just him against himself. It's phenomenal.
Wow. Oh, now, the games aren't over, but I heard there's already an Olympic auction. And, you know, I want to buy Adora a little tchotchke, something to commemorate our week together here. So what's up for sale? She's already looking at me like, please, no.
Yeah, give me an idea of budget here, because have you got maybe, I don't know, $10,000 to spend on Adora?
Well, what can I get for 10, huh?
Well, you have $10,000. Okay, you can get a number of Olympic torches. The real things, that's what you can get, including those used at the 1936 Berlin Olympics and at Mexico City 1968. Should explain, this auction is going on in Beijing alongside the games itself. $10,000 plus each is the going rate for them. I personally think that's a bargain.
Adora, do you want two?
They're really for sale? Ollie, where have they been all this time? If you're talking about the 1936 torch...
It's an excellent question. They have resurfaced in Beijing, wherever they have been all this time. They've resurfaced alongside some bizarre little trinkets at the same time. We have everything from the official cuddly toy mascot of the 1980 Lake Placid Winter Olympics,
and
Ronnie the Raccoon.
And who wouldn't want that? What is the name? I'm sorry.
Ronnie the Raccoon.
I know you just wanted to say that. Who wouldn't want Ronnie the Raccoon? Who would buy it?
Well, why not get that in a bundle with Waldy the Dachshund, who was the mascot for Munich 1972? And if you've never seen Waldy, go and have a look at Waldy on the internet, because it's the least inspiring mascot you've ever seen for anything ever. There was a beaver as well. The beaver was a mascot for one of the Olympic Games, which looks like a table tennis bat cover with a sash. Truly, Olympic mascots are a joy to behold. Now, $2 million will get you a bracelet made of jade rings in the 5 Olympic colours. $2 million for one of those.
Wow. Now, that actually sounds like something I'd wear.
And most bizarrely, really, I'm not too sure I'd have gone down that road myself. But if you've got $2 million, all yours. Bizarrely, the final thing that I picked out of the list, a badge from the LAPD and California Highway Patrol from the time of the 1984 LA Games. I can't entirely work out where... I think that's a tenuous Olympic reference at best. But a badge from the LAPD does exist here, plus a perfume bottle from Atlanta 96.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's get back to some more game-centric. Well, in fact, you know, whenever we talk about the Olympic Games, it only seems fair to talk about the weather. So talk to me. Have there been any storms lately?
I think it's fair to say there's been nothing but storms over the last few days. Heavy storms across Beijing in the last couple of days affecting the rowing, the sailing, the tennis. I saw about an hour ago play was suspended in the football between the US and Canada for the same reason. Soccer to Americans, sorry.
Thank
a bit of British
you.
Sneaking in there.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly affected was the British canoeist David Florence. Won a silver medal earlier in the week. Took his parents to see the Great Wall of China afterwards, only to see them both nearly get struck by lightning. They both needed treatment after a lightning blast hit a nearby tree. We understand they're okay now. Amazingly, the beach volleyball players carried on throughout all of this. Thunder, lightning, downpours, they don't mind. Clearly, beach weather. The shooters are in trouble, though, because the rain steamed up their glasses, which they wear to improve their vision, so they couldn't see properly.
Wow. So what else is going on, Ollie?
Okay, well... A brilliant story came out a couple of days ago about Ma Junren, who was a famous Chinese coach, famed for a photo which showed him chain-smoking on a motorbike while guiding a troop of Chinese athletes on a sort of daily, grueling marathon training session up at high altitude a couple of decades ago. He's a hard man of coaching, achieved brilliant successes, especially in Atlanta 96. One of his athletes, Wang Junjia, won the women's 5,000 meters gold, bearing in mind that China's record in athletics is usually pretty shocking. Later embroiled in a doping scandal, nothing was ever proved about this. He insisted all along he'd been giving his athletes a cocktail of caterpillar fungus and turtle blood, nothing more.
Okay, you know what? Caterpillar fungus is where we're going to have to cut you off, Ollie. You
really?
Obviously need a little more rest,
well,
and then we're going to come back.
I'll just quickly finish. I'll tell you, Ma Junren now breeds Tibetan mastiffs instead.
All right, all right. Ollie, it's always a delight to talk to you. Thank you so much.
And you.
Ollie Williams is blogging about the Olympics for our partner, the BBC World Service.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.